So a lot of moms would love to dedicate their time to raising their children, especially when they're first born in those first few years with all the milestones. I tell you, you blink and it's over. It's crazy. But they also miss their identities in the workforce. And that's why I love this next guest. FoundHer is a recruiting company that focuses on connecting today's generation of moms to job opportunities, balancing both the goals of being with their children, but also remaining passionate about a workplace culture. And so joining me to talk more about this is the co-founder of FoundHer. Runa Knapp is back, and she is here to talk about the Recruiting with Purpose outlook for FoundHer, and what great timing ahead of Mother's Day weekend. Runa, welcome back to the show. So glad to have you here.
Thank you, Melissa. Thanks so much for having us back.
So let's talk about, first of all, FoundHer. For people who are not familiar with your business, what is it?
So we are a full-service recruiting firm, and we work with two types of candidates, a lot of moms who are returning to the workforce after a career break, or women who are looking for local, flexible opportunities.
So what made you want to open this? Again, I know you are the co-founder, and you have an amazing partner who I know is home with a sick kiddo this morning, which we totally understand. Yep. I was in that same position maybe a week or two ago, so I get it. I just feel like, man, these kids, they can't get out of their own way. They're sick constantly, and I feel horrible for them. So hopefully he feels better soon. But what made you ladies want to do this?
You know, Jasmine and I come from corporate backgrounds. She was a lawyer. I'm a CPA. And we just realized there was so much untapped talent out here, specifically in Fairfield County in Connecticut, around the New York City area. And we really just felt that, you know, this is a great market of candidates who aren't otherwise out there. They might not be on LinkedIn. They might not be on the job boards. And it's really beneficial for clients to find these types of candidates who are extremely successful, have very great careers prior to this, great education, and are really just, you know, winning the lottery with these types of candidates. So it's a very, you know, as a mother myself, just getting that group of people back in has been incredibly rewarding.
So when did you open your recruiting firm?
We started our firm in 2019, so we've been operating a little over 5 years at this point.
And tell us about the clientele. Like, who have you been servicing and like, sort of the story? I would imagine you get, you know, very, you know, somewhat personal, close to the people that you're working with. I mean, are we talking about a lot of, I'm going to throw out there, maybe like millennials? Are we talking about younger moms? Are we talking about moms who, you know, want to be able to raise their kids, kind of like, you know, bake their cake and eat it too? I mean, what are you seeing in these last 5+ years?
So, I mean, we see it all, to be honest. In terms of our clientele focus, we have honed in on the financial services sector. So like your private equities, hedge funds, investment management, wealth management firms, your law firms, all in the operations sector. So traditional ops roles, marketing, administrative, HR, accounting. And in terms of the candidate side, we've truly done it all, from very young mothers who have just had their children who still want to be in the workforce, whether that's part-time or full-time capacity, to quite honestly, the most recent submission we made in their mid-60s. So it really just runs the gamut, and it depends on what the client is looking for as well. Most importantly, always looking for that right culture fit is incredibly important and what we excel at finding. So it's been kind of nice helping all different types of candidates.
So again, I want to just reintroduce, we have Runa Knapp here, who is the co-founder of FoundHer, and this is a recruiting firm. And are you mostly working with women, with moms in the Connecticut region, or is this national?
So we are primarily in the Connecticut, Fairfield County region. We did just get recognized by the Hartford Business Journal, as we are trying to expand into that area. And we have done some work in New York City as well.
I think that's extraordinary. So, Runa, tell us, if you don't mind, when you are, you know, you get a prospective client and they are looking for, again, that balance. Like you said, how do you determine finding that? So, for example, one thing that became very, very clear during the pandemic is this need to do either hybrid or remote work entirely. And that's a very hard thing to find, because especially in the last year or so, gosh, it has to have been so interesting for you guys. In the last year or so, we've sort of seen a lot of employers go back to, you know what, we really want people back in the office. So those opportunities to be fully remote or at least hybrid, again, are sort of going back to less and less. So how do you find that balance for people who want to be home with their kids, but also be heavily involved in the workplace?
Yeah, that's so interesting you bring that up, because we truly had a full circle moment where in 2019, the conversations with our prospective clients were a little tougher in that it was hard to convince that, hey, you know, you are able to find some sort of balance. You can potentially work remotely. I will say the pandemic helped open a lot of eyes to, yes, that is a possible scenario that you can work from home partially, if not fully remote. And then, yes, you're correct in that in the last year, it's been a little bit tough because a lot of companies called their employees back in, and I'm talking 5 days a week. So back to the pre-pandemic days. But I will say that the clients that come to us know that pushing the some sort of flexibility is incredibly important. So we still are working with these firms, these financial services firms that are still in hybrid mode, which is great. And when we do get fully in-office roles from clients, we have a very specific task of sourcing hyperlocal. So not only do clients want people in office 5 days a week potentially, but we're working with candidates who also want to be out of the house at this point. So again, in those situations where the talent pool kind of limits itself a little at that point when you're sourcing hyperlocal, but it's still very successful in sourcing hyperlocal because there's so much talent out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Runa, before I let you go, could you maybe just, before we give the information where people can find out more, what would be your message to the mom listening right now, no matter what stage they're in? Maybe they were somebody who this wasn't an option when they were raising kids 10, 15, even 20 years ago, but they missed that part of themselves. And it's not to say that work should define you, but neither should kids. I mean, I think that there are just a lot of aspects, and we're starting to do a lot better as a society, recognizing that women are not solely here just to raise the kids. That is a part of what they want to do, but they also love the role that they play a lot of the times in the workplace. So what would be your message to that mom, whether she's got a newborn, she's got a toddler, she's still raising kids right now, or maybe she left the work industry because she was raising kids years ago? What would be your message to see if there is an opportunity to balance both?
I think my message would be, you're not alone. The amount of conversations you might have, like at your kid's soccer game, and you don't realize the person next to you had a career just like you had years ago, might also be looking to get back in. I think that that's really important to understand, that you truly aren't alone in this. And there are a lot of people who are willing to help you, including Founder, get back in no matter what capacity you're looking to get back in.
So, Runa, if people want more information, they want to connect with Founder, what is the best way to find you?
On our website, it's founderllc.com, and on there are our social media handles as well that people can follow.
Okay. Again, foundherllc.com. And again, yeah, it's kind of a clever play on words. It's found her, like found, I found her, she's over there. So HERFOUNDHERLLC.com. And Runa, I want to thank you so much. And Jasmine, I know couldn't be here, but thank you both so much for always continuing to share your platform here on WICC. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa. Thanks so much for having us.
Of course. Oh, and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Again, Runa Knapp, who is the co-founder of Founder, and their website again is founderllc.com.